This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Call us walking coaches. Unholy living dead. They like to lock us up.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, the globalists say we're dead. We're spiritually dead. We don't have free will. We don't exist. Don't think so. You're the ones that are dead. You wouldn't be doing the things you're doing. You're very cold and robotic. Yeah, you call us walking corpses.
They call us walking corpses.
Unholy living dead. They'd like to lock us up. Put us in the pretty pen. All right, Anthony Gutierrez is coming up co-hosting with me. I'm punching out in 20 minutes, but I'm taking your phone calls right now. Jonathan, the great state of Tennessee. What do you think of the supposed VP pick? Paul Watson thinks it's really horrible.
Well, you know what? I don't think it does. I don't care. I think I trust Donald Trump, and it doesn't matter who he picks. They're going to the communist news network. They're going to dissect them. They're going to say anything they've ever done. We know how that works. So I just encourage people that are supporting Trump to realize that that's part of their plan. He could pick Jesus.
Sure, sure, ma'am, I hear what you're saying. But Paul Watson, I know, is a good guy. He's smart. He just dug into the basics of Pence, and Pence is pro-NAFTA, pro-GATT. Trump is against that. And all I'm saying is you're supposed to pick somebody that you agree with, and Pence shot his mouth off a lot about Trump. Now, all I'm saying is he's a lot better than Newt Gingrich. Man, I hope it's him over Gingrich. But I'm just saying, do you have any concerns about that?
Well, you know, sure I do. I have concerns about everything. But I will tell you this, I'm more concerned about Hillary Clinton and, the first caller being worried about torture.
We know Hillary's is true evil. That's why the establishment's behind her. I get it. I'm for Trump because the establishment is totally scared of him. But if he brings in a bunch of establishment people, he better watch his back.
I pray for his safety because I know what you're saying. And Alex, I agree with most everything you say. And
ma'am, it's okay for you to disagree with me. I get your point. You know, the guy's like, well, Trump wants to torture ISIS, so he supports the cops torturing us. No, he doesn't.
Right. And that's what I want to say to that young guy. I want to say, do you realize that they're going to cut our heads off if we believe something that's an ideology?
Here's the deal. Yeah, look, the globalists are bringing in people that are totally incompatible, and they're putting them in charge of the Middle East. Boy, that shows Obama and Hillary are really bad news. I mean, Obama knew ISIS and al-Qaeda that they funded to take over Syria was going to kill every Christian they got their hands on. I mean, that is cold-blooded. I mean, Obama is a conscious murderer of Christians, and I knew it for sure. We got to find this clip. We played it a few months ago. He was laughing. I think the headline was Obama talks about why we can't take only Christian refugees. Well, it wasn't only. He goes, come on. You know, everybody gets to get out. Not just the Christians. We're going to be fair. He doesn't let Christians get out. It's like 0.3%. He knows that country was 27% Christian. They're murdering them. They're murdering them. They're raping their daughters. And he sits there and he is evil, man. That guy, I used to talk to people that know him, and I think, oh, he's not that bad. He's just an ESPN guy. He just likes to have a good time, you know. And they're like, no, he's evil. And now I realize it. Obama wants to murder Christians. Obama, I'm going to say that again. Obama wants to murder Christians. I appreciate your call. He does murder Christians. He directs the murder of them with that blood drinker Hillary. I mean, I tell you, boy. You sit around TV bragging about killing people. You're a bloodthirsty piece of trash. Anthony, what do you got coming up after the break?
The Free Syrian Rebels, too. Don't forget about that. Going around doing some heinous stuff in Syria, chopping heads off and village centers, reveling in it. Well, we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. University students who are criticizing Black Lives Matter face death threats, even though they say, hey, it might not be a good thing. China hacked U.S. banking regulators, and the whole system is kind of a big joke. 70% of people say they have their incomes becoming stagnant.
We're going to talk about it straight ahead. I think you need to check his mic. It's a little bit low.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for it when they pull that gate.
Well, I'm going to finish.
And I hope that judge
will stay on the ball. Because fighting tyranny isn't just like having to actually stay on a bull. It just means you got to have the will to never give up, never give in. And we will win because they always have to censor our free speech. They always have to shut reporters off that expose Hillary and point out laws she supported and pushed for, mandatory sentencing on CNN, because the truth will defeat them. And no matter how many fancy technologies they roll in, they're going to backfire on them every time, just like the Internet has done. Anthony Gucciardi's taking over in T-minus 10 minutes, 11 minutes from now. An incredible article by Paul Watson. I had some concerns about Pence, and Paul is here hoping that this is just Trump testing the waters. That's not the word I have from Stone, that this is a leak. And that it's not even known to be an accurate one. I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll find out, obviously, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll be here covering it live, obviously, even before we go on the main show. But this is an excellent article, and I'm going to your calls right after that. He says, reports that Mike Pence is set to be announced as Donald Trump's VP pick tomorrow have set off alarm bells amongst many Trump supporters because of the governor's Indiana's pro-amnesty, pro-TPP advocacy. Making Pence VP is seen by many as a way of calming establishment conservatives and uniting the GOP, although why pandering to conservatives would have failed over and over again, John McCain, Mitt Romney, et cetera, is suddenly a good idea, remains a mystery. Here are more reasons why picking Pence doesn't make sense. While Trump has promised to build a wall, Pence has been savaged by respected conservatives like Pat Buchanan and Phyllis Schlafly for advocating stealth amnesty in the form of the guest worker program. While Trump has campaigned against job-killing foreign trade deals, Pence vehemently supports NAFTA, CAFTA, and the TPP. Pence voted for the Iraq War, which Trump was against, and opposed a withdrawal date even after it became apparent that U.S. involvement in the country was a disastrous policy. Pence once advocated conversion therapy for homosexuals. It just goes on, which is just saying that's going to really, that isn't what Trump supports. Pence is not a woman. Picking a female would have completely neutralized Hillary Clinton's sole campaign platform, one bolstered by the media, which is the fact that Hillary has a you-know-what. Hopefully, the Pence leak is just the Trump campaign testing the waters before a final call is made. 60 seconds from Gucciardi, and I'm going right to Harmony, Steve, Zach, Isaac, go ahead.
No, exactly. Why pander to the establishment? The whole point is that people are ready for something new. They don't want the same old establishment system. They want something clearly that Trump was for in the beginning or now currently when he's talking about, hey, this system has failed. 70% say their incomes are stagnant. 70% also say that they hate the direction of the country. 60% of the people, if I recall properly, say they don't even like the government in general, in the past, like 20 years.
It's much higher than that. But yeah. The latest is 70%. That's another poll. But 9% approval rating for Congress. Absolutely, Anthony. Let's go to some of these phone calls. We got Alex in Mexico just called in, but Anthony will probably get to you later. I do want to talk to you, though. Former Bernie supporter as well. It's just always cool to get calls from outside the country. We got Harmony in Virginia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. Thanks for calling.
All right. So I totally agree with the last guy. We should not have a woman president. Now is just not the right time. One. And two, not Hillary. I have been against her from day one. Never, never Hillary.
Why not have a woman president now? I mean, if she was informed and a patriot and aware and have the knowledge, women have been good leaders in history.
But right now when you've got her in bed with Muslims who, I mean,
oh, absolutely. No, she's disqualified being in bed with the nastiest jihadis. Absolutely.
But that's what I'm saying is Muslims especially in other countries are going to see it as, oh, we got America right where we want them. They're going to, I'm not saying I feel that way about women. I'm saying.
No, I get it. I understand. You're saying from the perspective of the world.
Now, let me tell you, my son is a 4-time vet. He's an amputee, wounded warrior. He's still active duty, and he's deployable. He was in the Invictus Games recently. You know, here's the method to the madness with Pence, if it is in fact Pence. That's what I'm saying is, and I think more of us believe this than you know. We need strength. We need men, real men, like my son. We need them in charge. We need them now more than ever. It's the timing has a lot to do with it. And again, Hillary just not being the right person for any job. Now, I have worked for men and I've worked for women. I will work for a man any day. Women in power, you know, there's no guarantee they're looking out for you.
On average, they are more vindictive with a lot of other issues. I mean, there's a reason in history things kind of shake out the way they do. All I know is that if there's a woman qualified who's a patriot, and that's who I'd go for because women could do a really great job. It's kind of like it's all statistical. And the difference is I can't have a baby. So there is differences between the sexes. It is a fact. I appreciate your call, Harmony. Let's go ahead and talk to hold the longest now. That'd be Isaac in Texas. And then I'm going to go to the Bernie supporters. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just want to make a comment here regarding Donald Trump.
Yes.
When he first came out and said that he was running for president, to be honest with you, I've been all for it. With his past reputation of building his business, he's a successful businessman. He's obviously smart, intelligent.
I want businessmen. I want businesswomen. I want engineers. I want doctors. I want scientists. I want farmers. We've got 90% lawyers. That's enough.
Exactly. And then with Trump, he would make the perfect, he seems like the perfect role model for anyone that aspires in business and wants to create their own and see it.
Sure. So what do you think of the VP pick? What do you think of the VP pick? I mean, do you think it's real?
Anyone but Newt would, you know, anyone but Newt. I'm concerned now about Pence with the concerns that you raised earlier regarding his connections. And that concerns me. That's my point, actually. When Trump first came out, it seems like a perfect fit. He's a great negotiator. He's intelligent. However, I've seen things along the way, little hints, drops of hints that just are concerns. And I'm sure they've come up as red flags for you, too.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I mean, the establishment's hate of him is real. But is it because he's an outsider who hadn't been in their club, and they're just afraid he's going to steal their quarry, steal their kill? I mean, that could be the problem.
It could be. There's just a lot of concerns that are coming out.
Voice some of those.
The forgiveness statement. I remember that one. That one threw up a red flag. I mean, honestly, where he says, you know, I don't believe, you know, I need to be forgiven for anything. He didn't admit it. Okay, that's cool. That's, you know, that was the first. The second was the waterboarding, the torture statement, and, the wall. I don't really take that as racist. I'm going to be honest with you. That is not a racist statement. I never took it that way.
Sure, you can have a wall. The thing is, it won't work. You actually have to go after... Cut off the welfare. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. We'll continue to watch this, and we'll know by tomorrow. Riveting information. Obviously, history happening right now. Steve in Minnesota, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. You were a Bernie supporter. What are you going to do now?
Thank you, Alex. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and my kids love the Pro Pure. I'll get that off my back here.
Thank you for your support, sir. The stuff you purchase at InfoWars Store, it makes it all possible. Thank you.
Okay, well, I agreed with a lot of what Bernie had to say. And one of the big things I think is if, you know, he wanted to deschedule marijuana, the cannabis. And I think if Trump were to come out and state that he would do that.
That's a great point. They should decriminalize it. They've still got hemp banned. You could smoke an 18-wheeler of it and not get a buzz. I mean, why is that banned? Because it competes with polyester.
Yeah, I just think, you know, you guys talk about the war on drugs and how unconstitutional that is. And I think that if Trump were to come out and just state that he would end the prohibition on cannabis, I think he'd
be in a
lot.
Sure, but I mean, will you hold your nose and vote for Trump, or will you jump off a cliff and vote for Hillary? I mean, she is the corporate candidate. She is the warmonger. She stole the votes from the Bernie people.
Trump all the way.
You are Trump all the way?
Yes.
Good. Well, please reach out to the Bernie supporters. Do you talk to other Bernie supporters? And if so, what's the sentiment? What's the sentiment?
Yep. Well, you know, I'm up in northeastern Minnesota here, and things are quite progressive up here, you could say, or maybe not.
Sure.
But, I think just there's not a whole lot of good things that people have to say about Trump up here, but
all right, we'll start talking to him, brother, because, I mean, he's not perfect, but he's one of our only shots at trying to really give the globalists a black eye here, and we've got the situation with the Brexit. I mean, this is a protest vote. Enough Clintons, enough Bushes. Oh, I don't know who I'd hate more, a Hillary or a Jeb. Hillary's like, the Clintons were a dropping. Of the Bushes. I mean, it's just, there's no way. It's like herpes. You just cannot get rid of these people. It gives me a headache thinking about who I dislike more. I think it's probably Hillary. She's just such a witch, that Joker thing. At least Jeb acts like he's humble, but, you know, it's kind of like a serial killer. He's trying to act like he's nice, but, you know. But with Hillary, it's just full on, like when the vampire, you know, transforms in Fright Night. Oh, you think that's scary? And, you know, it's Hillary. By the way, people say she doesn't project strength in the Middle East. Everybody's scared of her, and that's dangerous when people got nukes. The Russians are scared of her, and for a good reason. She's dangerous. She's a lunatic. Let's talk to Zeke in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That would be me.
Welcome. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just want to preface, you know, my statements by saying I've been listening to you for so many years, I can't even keep track how far back it goes. But I did want to take a second to address the Trump situation and asking people that were Bernie's supporters whether or not they were going to jump to Trump. And I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to jump to Trump. Just real quick, because I don't even know where it began, really. I think if Trump was really sincere about his Make America Great Again thing, and if he was really about empowering America, he would have been done and set up some type of enterprise, industrial enterprise here in the States. And he's been outsourcing labor and having stuff built all over the country.
No, I hear you. His argument is it's so unfair and everything's so expensive, I can't do it. It won't work. And I've experienced it where I do Made in America, and then people hardly buy it because it costs 30-40% more. And so I'm kind of in that position where I mean, we wouldn't exist if we weren't buying it from Mexico or whatever. But I hear you. He could do a national push, have an industrial zone or something, get investors. That'd be a great idea. So you don't think there's any action behind his talk?
No, not at all. I think he's playing people like waving a raw steak in the faces of a blindfolded, hungry individual. And then I'm not all in your pockets. I don't know how much you have in the bank. But him as a billionaire, you could easily set up some type of industrial enterprise, have a construction team or something like that. And then in the bigger picture thing,
I think he'd argue that he builds golf courses and hotels and apartment buildings and businesses here in America. He does mainly invest in the United States.
I mean, come on now, the people on golf courses, I'm talking about the bread and butter of America. Like this.
I know, brother, but you understand service economy like that is what actually creates the mid-level tier jobs. I mean, that's Trump has produced a lot in the country.
Well, but again, a golf course versus like construction teams, the people that support them, I think he's playing them the same way Arnold Schwarzenegger played everybody here in California.
Oh, I hear you. Well, I knew Schwarzenegger was bad. Oh, my God. That guy was behind the Enron everything, I tell you. And I hated Gray Davis, but it was just like total setup. No, I hear you. So will you be supporting Hillary or Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to hold my nose and check a box for Hillary, even though, like you just said, the Bushes and the Clintons, we sick of all of them. I mean, I'm not
sir,
a socialist.
Zeke, I love you, and I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the call, but hands down, Hillary is probably, other than maybe LBJ, one of the most dangerous, racist, demonic people you could ever imagine. Donald Trump is all about Donald Trump, but he wants to be the turnaround guy that makes America great again. He's an egomaniac for real. And there's a reason they're scared of him. He isn't out to get us. Okay, and he's super honest. Yeah, I make my ties in Mexico. I'm not against Mexico. I can make them for a tenth the price. You can't do stuff in America. I want to change that. Mexico's screwing us over. I make stuff in Mexico. I explain it to people. Here, buy the Made in America shirt. It's $25 because it costs me, you know, 12, 13, 14 bucks depending on the shirt. Or I can buy one in Mexico for $4. And then I can sell them to you for $9 or $5. Just in the people, you vote. You control me. You vote with your dollars. I try to be the most moral person I can be. But I find it very refreshing that Trump is honest about that. And I'm not defending any of this. I'm really concerned about this Pence thing and the amnesty and the open border and the NAFTA and the GATT and the TPP. TPP, I mean, he better come out and say, you know, he's firmly behind Trump and everything, if this is actually who. Anthony, I've got to go. I want you to take these calls from Alex in Mexico and Greg and PA and others. I've got a meeting I got to go to. I wish I could listen to the show. We obviously have a special that ends today, and it will end today. Will end today on the storable foods. All the other specials at the end. 10% off is extended, though, when it comes to nutraceuticals. 25% off on DNA Force. These are all products you need, and voting with your dollars makes it all possible. I appreciate all of your support, my friends. InfoWars is such an important voice, getting the word out to people everywhere. InfoWarsLife.com for the 25% off DNA Force. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site where you can find everything. InfoWarsStore.com. And Anthony, I'm going to segue to you now I don't know your view yet. This just broke when I was on air and you were getting ready. You heard me read Watson's article. Mike Pence would be a terrible choice for Trump's VP. I agree, unless you're talking about Gingrich. I mean, Gingrich, if he comes out and endorses Gingrich, I'm going to have a mini heart attack. The politicians have turned so bad, I almost expect it. If that's the case, at least I can start unloading on Trump before he gets in, and I won't feel guilty, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Trump's for real overall. What do you think, Anthony?
Well, you know, I think it's sad. You think about that caller that called in, And what do we talk about? We talk about how people say, oh, I want Hillary just because she's a woman. Then that caller, not attacking her, you know, but she says, I don't think we're ready for a woman to lead. And I hear so many people just say these statements about just the most elementary level stuff. They don't talk about any of the details or anything. And we're talking about, you know, the VP pick. You're reading an article, Watson wrote a really good one, about what this guy supports. But instead, on the news, when I was in there getting ready, I hear the news people say things like, well, I don't know if he's strong enough. I don't know if he's a strong enough person. Like, what does that even mean?
They never bring up real issues.
It's just nothing. It's
meaningless. That's why we're in so much trouble. It's like, his hair looks good, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if he's fit enough to lead. Right? They don't talk about his actual opinions or his policies.
Leading means you take us in a good direction that's moral, constitutional, and you can get the people behind it. That's leadership.
I mean, I would totally vote for a woman. I'm sure you would, too, if she was actually a good candidate and had our best interest in mind and wasn't an establishment puppet. I would vote for her in 1 second. I think it would be amazing because then we could get behind a woman and it would be, oh, a woman or whatever. It's a joke when you bring it down to gender. It doesn't matter which gender it is.
Well, I mean, I get her point, though. If it was from that perspective, you'd be totally right. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I get the perspective. From the perspective of we don't need a woman because they're not smart, I get you. But what she's saying is with the Muslim countries and stuff, they'll see that as weak.
I get what she's saying, but I wasn't even specifically talking about her. I'm saying the overarching thing of these people debating based on ridiculous factors.
No, I hear you. Anthony, yeah. I'm handing the baton to you. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Please continue.
All right. Thanks, Alex. You know, it's I got a stack of news, and it's one of those times where there's so much going on. There's so much craziness going on. Everyone's talking about Donald Trump's VP and everything like that, which we're going to talk about a little bit, too. But there's other news coming out, and it's just as important because sometimes when all the craziness is going on, we miss some of the good stuff, right? We miss some of the gems. So here we have Kerry. You guys may have already heard about this. U.S. will welcome a target of 10,000 Syrian refugees. Okay, of course, everyone's already talked about the vetting process being a failure, but that's fine. The target is 10,000. And instead of debating the whole refugee situation, I wanted to remind you of something. And that is that Saudi Arabia, we've talked about this many, many times, has 100,000 air-conditioned tents sitting empty. Still, they won't take in Syrian refugees. I mean, there are tents sitting there. No one is in them. Not a single soul. They're perfectly preserved. They're clean. They're air-conditioned. From the Washington Times, it says, Saudi Arabia faces mounting criticism for refusing to take in any of the millions of Syrians fleeing conflict in their homeland. It was revealed this weekend that the country has over 100,000 empty air-conditioned tents that could house up to 3 million refugees. So I wanted to bring that up again because I see celebrities and others speaking out and saying we need to bring in the refugees. It's a very sad situation. You know, it is a sad situation. It's a very, very sad situation. But why are we not publicly calling on other countries like Saudi Arabia with 100,000 air-conditioned tents that are empty that can fit 3 million refugees with ease, and it's way closer. It's not going to result in coming over to the United States. And Saudi Arabia is a much more congruent nation as opposed to the refugees, which many of them have reported to been, you know, extremists that wanted to kill people in the United States. But no, rather guilt people and say that we're bad for not taking in Syrian refugees, right? So also wanted to hit on this. China likely hacked U.S. banking regulator report finds. And it's interesting because, this is from Reuters, it didn't just happen. They're just finding out the Chinese government likely hacked computers at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in 2010, 2011, and 2013. According to a congressional report on Wednesday that cited an internal investigation by a banking regulator. Now, this is an issue because we don't understand the true depths of our infrastructure that has been completely compromised and hacked into at every level. And, you know, it sounds spooky sometimes, like a hacker, like there's someone in a suit like hacking with all these cool screens and stuff. It's actually much, much more simple than that oftentimes. It's oftentimes that someone very important has a terrible password, and someone can grab it from them using a keylogger or something and access everyone's information. This happens to corporations all the time. Our information is not as secure as we think. When the nuclear launch codes are 0000 also, you know, it raises some red flags. But I will be back. This is the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. It's the Alex Jones Show. A lot more coming up, and we're going to play a special report that Alex did yesterday that is very, very powerful. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and yesterday I shot a video with Alex, or rather Alex shot a video, and I joined in, and it was a great analysis on Black Lives Matter. It was probably the best one that I've seen and been a part of. And specifically, it's not just attacking so-called Black Lives Matter and the ideology. It breaks down the ridiculousness of what's going on and how it's really just a symptom of the raw deal that we've been served as a country. And it's a symptom of the political correctness attack on ideology and just a whole slew of stuff. So we're going to go ahead and play this video, and then I'm going to come back and take some more calls and talk about some more news.
President Obama had a special visitor today. They had a photo op, but then almost all the three-hour meeting was behind closed doors. No, he wasn't meeting with a head of state. He never meets with them for 3 hours. Hell, not even the Pope for 3 hours. No, ladies and gentlemen, it was the head of Black Lives Matter. And, of course, the head of Black Lives Matter, another community organizer like Obama, lives in a home paid for by George Soros, by George Soros Open Society Foundation menus. So he's bought and paid for in a house with people that are high-level minions of the Open Society Foundation that has the American people's liberties and freedoms on the menu. Black Lives Matter leaders spent 3 hours with President Obama today to demand action in regard to recent officer-involved shootings. How about demand action with all the cops getting shot on a daily basis now? D. Ray McKesson, one of the group's most prominent figures, joined several other Black Lives Matter leaders at the White House to bring up concrete action the president can take in order to appease its members. And it goes on from there. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't about police brutality. It isn't about some of the wrongful shootings that happened that we're totally against. But I'm the guy that wrote books on the police state. I'm the guy that made films about it. And I wanted to stop the police from being globalized and federalized and being tools of tyranny. But now it's about federalizing them. It's about the UN running them. It's about breaking them to bring in global control locally under the Strong Cities Initiative. This whole thing is synthetic from the big mega corporations on down to control society and to create a civil war in this nation. I was the first to use that term. Now it's all over the news. And you better believe that while President Obama is meeting with this guy and other leaders of Black Lives Matter, government Soros funded, Justice Department pulling the strings, it's about creating civil unrest to make everything in America about race, not about real economic or cultural issues that matter. Because now America, on average, is more than, quote, half minority, and they've got the white liberals will vote, however, as long as you say it's racial. This is about ending thinking in politics and going all racial, which they claim they were always against. This is the political correctness takeover. This is their full push. This is happening in public schools everywhere. This is their horribly racist plan. They're planning civil unrest coming up at the RNC and DNC and right in the election. This is an attempt to destabilize this country. It's very dangerous. The very same globalist, proto-globalist, did this in 1917 in Russia, 1949 in China. They mean business. And it is scary that those cops weren't even cold Friday morning in Dallas. And many of us were fighting for their lives, and Obama said, we need to reform the police, that's what happened. And Hillary said, white folks need to listen up, as if some white person working a job has something to do with some cop that shoots somebody in the back. This is about selling race war in America, and this is directed by the so-called federal government that's above the law. You better believe this country and this world's in trouble. Now let's get up and going over here, and let's talk to Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com reporter, and Anthony Gucciardi, and get their takes on what we're facing and what we're dealing with. Joe Biggs.
Well, just think about this. 4 days ago, DeRay McKesson was arrested in Baton Rouge protesting. Then a couple days later was the funeral for the Dallas police officers who died in that horrendous attack. And then 24 hours later, you have DeRay McKesson, the head of Black Lives Matter, in the White House meeting privately with President Obama, a man who lives in a home, like he said, by two philanthropists, James and Robin Wood, out of Baltimore. And they are on the board of the George Soros Foundation Open Society Institute.
And he gave $35 million of Black Lives Matter alone just for Ferguson. Understand, this is all by design. This is a green light with Facebook and Google and everybody saying Black Lives Matter and don't say All Lives Matter, remember? And scratching that off the board. This is the signal for the weirdo communist rebellion that will then be administered by billionaires offshore who are tax exempt. Of course the billionaires offshore want to raise taxes under a Hillary thing to take our money and give it to them in a banker bailout with a bunch of useful idiots burning their own neighborhoods down. Sorry, go ahead, Biggs.
I mean, Netanyahu can't even go get a meeting with Obama, but you have a guy right now who's making $165,000 from the Baltimore School District. That's a lot of money. This guy is making $165,000 being given a home to live into by George Soros and his board members to go out and start civil unrest. They're going to be at the RNC and they're going to be at the DNC. We've seen emails, we've seen different reports where these guys are protesting. They're planning huge amounts of people to come out, show up, and disrupt the RNC.
And I'm going
to
say this right now. The globalists have miscalculated. You think you're going to intimidate free speech and intimidate Americans by coming out and threatening people and threatening folks? I'm coming there. I'm going to be on the street every day. And just because you're backed up by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator who just overthrew Ukraine, just because you think you're God, this isn't Egypt. This isn't Libya. This isn't Syria. This is America. And you're going to find out, you little bastards and your filthy handlers, exactly what America stands for. Because we're nonviolent until you start it. But your time is coming to an end, filth. And the elite think that they're in control. They're elite maggots that think they would pull this crap in our country. Obama pushing total racial division and race war and killing random police. God help us. This is a criminal force we're dealing with. And I'm calling for everyone throughout government, corporations, private life, everywhere to resist this enemy with every legal means necessary. But take the gloves off. In the info war, we're going green light here. Fire at will in the info war, folks.
It's going to be intense. There's going to be thousands upon thousands of people packed into this area. There's tons of police. Police from Austin are being shipped up to pull security in Cleveland and other departments around the country. I mean, they've even closed down the airspace.
Think about the balkanization where cops are going up there to protect people's free speech by groups won by the White House that want to kill cops. I mean, this is the takedown of the...
...for the federalization of police. We're going to have two huge events where we have paid protesters coming in to spark civil unrest. They're going to say local police can't do this, and they want to bring in federalized police, and there's going to be martial law all over the place.
Civil emergency. It's all a big demonstration.
And when that happens, Obama can go for a third term.
And I'm telling you, I used to hear this years ago about, I'll never try it. God, who knows? They got a bunch of social justice warriors that want to see anybody that's a libertarian or patriot frickin' hung. I mean, they hate free speech. They hate everything. A bunch who lived in this free, open country, who had ever worked a day in their lives, they don't even care that Bernie Sanders voters had all their votes stolen. They just don't care. They are more immoral trash.
But think about this. Ohio is an open carry state. Without a permit, you can go in an open carry. And now the new Black Panther Party, which is known as a terrorist organization, is coming out there with machine guns, with sawed-off shotguns, with all this. They've openly come out and said they're going to be coming out there. Are they going to be attacked for having guns? No. Is this going to be an opportunity to use as a false flag to blame it on the right-wingers, so to say?
Oh, this is
it's going to be interesting. I mean, I'm telling you, this week coming up is going to be the most intense time in
well,
years.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not scared. I am excited to be able to join the ranks of our forebears that stood up against tyrants and bullies and trash and against the British Empire and against the Mexican dictator, Santa Anna. And I mean, I am so honored to stand against the hordes of Mordor and just the trash. And I ask all Americans, whether race, color, and creed, that stand for free speech and the First Amendment to understand this is your chance to be involved in an epic battle for the Republic. Because let me tell you, they're not just beta testing communist overthrow now. This is globalist megabank run communist doctrine. They are thinking about going operational with a full overthrow of the country. I mean, Obama turning the lights off, folks. I mean, coming after the guns, huge inner city population starving to death, you know, and just demanding martial law, creating total race war. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Think about all the Bernie or bust people, the people that donated thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars of Bernie Sanders' campaign to defeat Hillary Clinton, and he has now bowed down, sold out to the establishment, who he said he was anti-establishment. That money goes to her. Look at all right. Those people that are going to come out, show up to RNC and to the DNC. They're going to be angry. They're going to now start voting for Trump. I guarantee you're going to see a huge
turnaround.
And
that's why they need to make some type of racial issue early on in the Trump deal and some type of riot. And the word is, from Roger Stone and others, and we also have this from the police. I'm going to stop right there. This is the breaking news. We already knew this was happening. It's happening now. When Hillary wanted to demonize Bernie, she would have people attack Trump in Bernie outfits. They're going to have people in Bernie outfits attack Trump supporters and free speech supporters, anybody who's white, to make it racial. because it's okay if you're, you know, if you're another color and you're taking white, that's all right. To make it where Bernie supporters see the fight and the clash and just think, there's a clash between Bernie. Bernie's already thrown the towel in. There's a clash between Bernie and the Trump. I'm against Trump. Be nice to my Bernie. Because let me tell you, I'm Bernie. Listen to you. Listen, Bernie, you tell the truth now. What happened here is I was sold out to Hillary many years ago. Never worked till I was 40. I promised you all these free goodies because we want you dependent. All right? I told you not qualified. Warmonger, Goldman Sachs, biggest corporate candidate ever. The truth is I sold you out. Now I think you're dumb. We're going to have our people dressed up like they support me. And then they're going to sit there and attack everybody. And when the Trump people fight back, it'll all be about how the Bernie people hate Trump.
So that Hillary would have not gotten going out and campaigning. The amount of money that they use Bernie as a pawn, I think, to get money from these groups of people who would have never given money to Hillary, knowing the end game would be that he would, you know, pass
a war chest for Trump,
give out, and then use that more money to go against Trump. Because that's all we've seen in the mainstream media, is how everyone is attacking him, using this racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, and, you know, Islamophobic narrative nonstop, shoving it down people's throats. And every time I go out on the street and ask people, why don't you like Trump? It's the same thing. Sexist, racist.
Because like, they want to feel good, though. They're taught, you're good as long as you declare this. No, you're being taught this, so anybody that wants freedom can have this projected on it, and then you just piss your pants and say you can't support it. Anthony Gucciardi.
No, exactly. It's sad. Once again, the media is hijacking everything. They hijack the narrative. They tell you that you're supposed to care about things. They bring up the whole race issue. They bring up all of this. The truth is, I don't think people are buying it. I'm not buying it. And what's funny is, I do think Black Lives Matter, and I think everyone in this room knows that Black Lives Matter. But the issue is that when you say all lives matter, then you're racist. That is absolutely absurd. It's completely mentally ill. If I was a doctor looking at this society, this country, as the media shows it, I would declare it completely mentally
ill. To say it's racist, to say all lives matter, like Martin Luther King, is taking not being racist and saying it's
exactly.
racist. What genius!
So it's mental illness at the highest degree. If you ever talk to a crazy person before, they'll just say the opposite. You know, you come up to, how are you doing? Stop being mean to me! Right? Just totally mentally ill.
I'd like to work this out with you. Shut up!
Yeah, this society is mentally ill. It is deeply, deeply mentally ill. But the good thing is, I don't think people are buying into it. Just look at the political correctness BS. The Redskins, right? The Redskins, so many Native Americans are being offended by this team, okay? Maybe even is offensive, but guess what? 96% said they weren't offended by it.
Of natives.
Yeah.
But look, exactly. Still, let me ask you this question, Anthony. What are they thinking then? Because it isn't working in the real world in their own weird cult programming. No, they keep doubling down. What are they doing?
70% of Americans say they are pissed off and angry about this country and where it's heading. Over 60% say that it's never going to get better. Like, the stats are insane. There's 19 stats you can look up. Like, 50% of Americans just hate everything. People are depressed. People are angry. People are frustrated. They hate the system. So what the media does is they have a unique opportunity. They have the opportunity to funnel all that hatred and anger, which is actually against the establishment where everyone bought into it and lost. They got the raw deal. They ordered a steak. They got a bloody chunk of meat. They got the raw deal. So the media then takes that unfiltered rage and hatred and puts a magnifying glass on these little micro issues. It's all a distraction.
They focus all the rebellion against the foreign occupation, the globalists, all their scams, NAFTA, GATT, everything, onto random local police who most of them are quitting and freaking out, so crime rates are exploding, and the cops are like, I'm out of here, screw this. I mean, you can see the plan to bring the country down.
I just got chills. We get drawn into it, though. We have to cover it
instead of all the other stuff.
We get drawn into it, which is fine because we have to talk about it. But now, it's Black Lives Matter versus police versus white people.
That's and the average hurt. Childlike person, the average liberals, Arrested Development, thinks they're an intellectual. I mean, literally, it's like make-believe, like they're Wonder Woman or Superman. They're not. They just think it's being covered. They're getting attention. They're winning. When instead, total balkanization is being created, and it's legitimizing a police state they're going to bring in that's going to make you want the one you just lost.
You know, it is very, very sad. The truth is, I think black lives do matter, as I said in that video, and as we all agree. But I also think all lives matter, and if I'm a racist for saying that, that is a very, very absurd, disgusting state of affairs. And the point that I'm trying to make, and the point that Alex, I believe, is making in that video, is that this is a very, very sad funneling of the distrust of government, distrust of the system. We've been told that if we go to school and get good grades and go through college and be a good worker drone and sit in your cubicle, you'll have a white picket fence and you'll be happy someday. But that's not how it worked out at all. And there's real discrimination. I've been mistreated by police many times in my life. I went to Utah, went up to the NSA, if you guys remember, years ago, and they basically said their dog was going to rip my testicles off and eat them, and that I'm lucky the dog didn't get me because he was hungry. Okay, so I've had cops mistreat me, and there's real discrimination. There really, really is. There's real racism. But it's not about white people versus black people, cops versus whatever. That is an insane division, and we're falling for it if we let the media and the so-called establishment hijack the narrative to where it's all about race baiting. It's all about just how we're bad, okay? And now in kindergarten, they say, this is a black person, this is a white person. And the kids are like, what? I don't even notice the difference. This is a black person. It's absurd. That's real racism. I'm against real racism. I think all lives do matter. And I hate the division, and I'm tired of it, and it's stupid. We need to go back to preschool and relearn some ethics and understanding of what racism really is. And we'll talk about a little bit more about trigger warning in the next segment, too. I have some things to say on that. But first, we're going to blitz through one more call. Alex in Mexico says he's an ex-Bernie Sanders supporter. What is on your mind? You've got about 30 seconds.
Hello. Well, I used to first, let me say that Hillary Clinton is a very dangerous person for the whole world, and I think she would just eat her young. And I would, I used to support Bernie because he was against TPP, which completely erases sovereignty of nations. And the last days I've been hearing Trump speak, and he's against TPP. And what I like about Trump is that he wants to cancel NAFTA. That actually is seen as a good news.
Right on. We'll talk about it as soon as we get back, and I have some thoughts about Bernie as well. And I hear your points 100%. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We are back. I apologize to the caller. We don't have much time at all, and I wanted to hit on a few points. But just to address your point, you were talking about being a ex-Bernie Sanders supporter. And you said, you know, it seemed like you support a lot of things he did or stood for, but obviously there were some issues. I think that a lot of what Bernie stood for was good. Okay, not in the economic sense, but he was against NSA spying. He was against a lot of the so-called intrusive federal government acts that were going on, which is kind of funny, right? Because everyone talks about how he's for big government like that. But I could see the appeal of the Bernie wave. I could see the appeal. It's anti-establishment in many regards. It's just the little things that people don't notice because everyone loses themselves to the details, as always, as we've talked about. But I just wanted to remind you, InfoWarsLife.com, DNA Force is 25% off, which is a very large percentage. It's been a very, very long time since we did a deal like that for DNA Force. DNA Force has BioPQQ, which is backed by over 180 clinical studies. It's the real deal. It is. If you go and look at InfoWarsLife.com, click on the supplement facts panel, look at the ingredients, and actually research each one or scroll down for the description and learn what is in DNA Force, and that's pretty much all you need to know. I mean, this is the most expensive product that is made on InfoWars Life. Just one batch of the really, really good patented stuff costs $30,000. It's not a joke. It's very expensive. The margins are not very good, but it is a very, very powerful product with CoQ10, mega, mega antioxidant that lasts a very long time. But the BioPQQ, the science behind it is absolutely 100% absurd. What I wanted to talk about now, though, is, you know, The Atlantic had a pretty good piece called The Coddling of the American Mind, and it talks about things like trigger warnings, talks about the political correctness. You know, college campuses, people are so offended. You see, they have higher quality problems now. If we were to look back in history, the problems have shifted. You see, it used to be that you were working in a coal mine and your number one concern was getting black lung or not having enough money for food and that your family could die. You could lose your life because you weren't working enough and you weren't making enough money and you could get black lung in the coal mines or the breaker boys sorting through the coal and inhaling all in their lungs. Well, now our problems are that our feelings were hurt from someone's microaggression in school. Or that you saw something online that offended you. That is our quality of problem now. And I wanted to show some images just to remind us. Guess what? You don't have problems if you're offended by microaggressions and you feel like you were triggered by something someone said. You don't have problems. Real problems are sitting in a trench, afraid that you're going to die. Getting trench foot where your foot is rotting off, you have to rip your boot off, and it looks like a disgusting mass on your foot is growing, and the most painful thing you can imagine. Real problems are living in a situation where you're fearful for your life, where you're starving, where you're being abused deeply. Talk about the article I saw today where they found 38 slaves who were being abused and chained and tied up in some country in Europe. I mean, we're not experiencing real problems when we talk about and cry about the microaggressions. And I talk to people in my daily life, and they say, I need a safe space. This is offending me. This is not just jokes. People say this kind of stuff. And I just want to remind them, the images you're seeing on screen, World War II, World War I, the coal miners of the 19th century, those people faced real problems. There's still many real problems in the world today, but these are not real problems. These are nitpicking, high-quality problems, the most absurd level of sloth that we have reached, where we can lounge around and cry about microaggressions, because guess what? There aren't other problems to complain about when you don't look at the real issues. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is The Alex Jones Show, and thank you so much for watching. Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Please don't get triggered between now and then, and remember, you don't have real problems if that is your issue.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.